This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
We'll try to get to some of this stuff.
All right. You ready to do it?
Yeah, I don't want to miss any of it.
Here comes the music.
Yolanda's big this time.
Hit the drums.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do have lyrics.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah, gotta make stuff.
We're working on it, though.
Yeah, you know, I made a mixtape over the weekend, and this song made it on the mixtape.
Really?
Yeah.
You owe me some royalties, then.
Making pirate copies?
Yes.
We were talking earlier a little bit about universal basic income. And Matt out in Middleton mentioned that Elon was at one time supportive of universal basic income. He has flip-flopped on a whole bunch of different things. You know, one policy he would push would kill every other policy that he likes.
When you're the richest man in the world,
it doesn't matter, right?
You can flip-flop all you want.
No consistency whatsoever.
Yeah. It's 7 minutes past the hour. It's cold out there, 19 degrees, highs in the mid-20s. Feels like 6 degrees. Buckle up. Let's go to the phone lines.
All right, let's go.
Dick is on the line this morning. You can call us at 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK, or get on the Civic Media app. Dick, good morning to you. Go ahead with your call.
First of all, happy Insurrection Day.
Well, thank
this
you.
A great day.
Thanks.
We're having a party later.
And real quickly, can we be very far away from a state dinner at the White House for 667 people that are now in prison?
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll happen, too.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
To what you were talking about with the GoFundMe, I'm not trying at all to cast any aspersions on these people or anything, but let's say something was awry there. What's the big deal? We have a president-elect who's been doing a GoFundMe for 50 years and getting away with it.
Good point.
You're absolutely right, yeah.
Yeah, anything goes.
Yeah, this is small-time stuff here.
Nothing wrong.
I know, if you're still having difficulty with the business and there is a lot of overhead in the restaurant business, you can understand that, you know, maybe they just can't keep up, and it would seem like, you know, they were maybe, you know, pocketing the money or taking the money or not using the money properly, but that would be really, you know, presumptive, and I just think it's wrong to assume something like that.
I
get it. Yeah, I think I'm with you on that. Yeah.
Piling on to Trump some more, though. Here's the guy that contributed to restaurants and bars and such having trouble because of the way he administered to, you know, the COVID thing.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
You know, there you go.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Dick.
Dick, thank you for all that right. call.
We got a little expose here on Elon.
Okay.
All right. Elon is boosting the theory. This is from last month, but we're going to get to it now because it's very appropriate. We're talking about him.
Yes.
He's boosting the theory that democracy is only possible if high-status males were the only ones to vote.
Wait, what?
With a weird carve-out for men with autism spectrum disorder.
What?
Yeah.
He really wants to be God, doesn't he?
Yes. These are high-status males that he's talking about, and he's really talking about autism spectrum disorder. He reposted this odd observation. Here it is. Only high-T alpha males and neurotypical people, autism, are actually free to parse new information with an objective "Is this true?" filter. This is why a republic of high-status males is best for decision-making, democratic, but a democracy only for those who are free to think. And, you know, it's kind of a little disjointed, but it's anybody following this at all?
Well, only men should be able to be in control.
And autistic spectrum type individuals would be part of these high status males.
Sounds like it's got a little bit of a eugenics bent to it. He's genetically superior to everyone else.
Yeah. He brought a little bit of that with him to this country. Someone posted this in response. A democracy only for those who... There is no good way to complete that thought. So, yeah, I mean, that's part of the sentence, right? A democracy only for those who... And then, you know, you can't really come up with a real good reason for that. Or this on-target comment I thought was really good. I've been alive for 5 decades, and every alpha male I've had the pleasure of knowing was often dumb as a rock. Not sure this observation tracks with reality. A doctor chimed in with, "What's with these freaks and thinking about their T levels? And why does the richest man in the world hate women?" Yeah. And the funny thing is that Elon only agrees with retweets, other ideas, because he is incapable of thinking on his own. Hmm. So he does retweet an awful lot.
He does, yes.
Robert out in McFarland and I were onto the same thought here. He says, alpha thought is all wrong. This idea of the alpha male originates from like the term alpha wolf, which is like an outdated term. It was published first in like the 70s, and it was like an idea of how like wolf society, quote unquote, is structured. There are no alpha wolves. There are no alpha males. It's scientifically disproven.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So there is no alpha leader of the pack.
Well, it's much more complex than it was initially presented in like the 70s. He's
texting some more as we speak. Yeah. He's talking back to you on the text here. But
it's the father of the pack.
Okay. It's not the strongest in the pack.
Alpha is not the strongest.
Yeah, the idea of the alpha male is just goofy to me. Yeah, if somebody says that they're an alpha male, I can't take them seriously.
Okay. Oh. So Elon doesn't reference anything about women being in power say in anything.
He's not for that.
No.
He isn't for that. Yeah. Nope. And he also came out urged his supporters, he has supporters, I guess, somewhere, not to donate to Wikipedia after it spent $50 million on DEI. So, you know, I think there's something called free expression, free speech, you know, something like
we
that.
We still have that, I
so
think.
So, not if Elon has his way. Apparently he really not. He wants to boycott and make sure that Wikipedia goes under. Don't donate money to them because he calls them Wokipedia, because they supported and paid for DEI.
Okay.
All right? Really? Now, right-wing spin censors, libs of TikTok, you know about these guys? They're very right-wing, and they attack everybody that is liberal or woke. Libs on TikTok shared a pie chart that showed 29% of Wikipedia's budget for 23 through 24 was targeted for equity, safety, and inclusion. Not exactly DEI. That's ESI.
Let's get the initials.
Let's get the acronyms right here. I don't know what's wrong with these people. Supposedly, DEI means to implement reverse discrimination that disadvantages whites and de-emphasizes merit. If you have to mention color, then this is a racist comment. Merit means what? Good or worthwhile qualities? According to who? Right? I mean, these are the questions you have to ask. An example of bias. Try and wrap your head around this one, by the way. Keep in mind the lunatic theories of Kash Patel, okay, and RFK Jr. and Trump himself and his own math problems. Wikipedia is politically neutral. But studies have found that it is plagued by a left-leaning bias, in other words, truth. Earlier this year, Wikipedia removed references to Kamala Harris as a border czar in one of its entries. This is what they're using as a standard. I'm sorry. Bad example, folks. She wasn't a border czar.
No, there is no...
So they removed it from Wikipedia. Oh, no. They are so biased. Bottom line, both sidesism, where both sides are equally true, can't happen. It just can't happen. All right? Mm-hmm. Now, in June, a report by the Libertarian Manhattan Institute found right-leaning public figures tend to have more prevailing associations of negative emotions, such as anger and disgust. In contrast with entries about left-leaning public figures that are more likely to include positive emotions. And that, hey, look, they brought it on themselves. They're always negative. They're always talking down to people, about people, the economy, everything. They don't like anything. And they always want to make America great again, but it never improves. It never gets better. You know, it's always, you know, really, really bad. So anyway, the old media still goes by that set of standards, by the way, and that is that left-leaning public figures are more positively associated with positive references. So I got a I have a cut. Okay, yeah, we can play this. 146. Let's play this. This is a test. It's negative or positive. Let's listen.
I don't think you have the right 146, John. I've been looking all over for this thing.
America's like a garbage can?
Oh, okay. This is right. You just have it mislabeled on the sheet today.
Okay.
America is like a garbage can.
That's right.
We're a dumping ground. We're like a garbage can for the world. That's what's happened. That's what's happened to we're like a garbage can. You know, it's the first time I've ever said that. And every time I come up and talk about what they've done to a country, I get angrier and angrier. First time I've ever said garbage can, but you know what? It's a very accurate description.
He never said garbage
never
can
said
before.
Garbage can, ever.
So you got to wonder, well, why is right-leaning public figures, you know, why do they tend to have associations of negative emotions? You got to wonder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thumb is always on the scale, soft-selling negative right-wing lies and stories. And that was one of the great examples.
Yes, it was.
And then he won an election because of those examples. So I guess I don't know what I'm talking about.
I guess not. Hey, this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on handcrafted Verlo Mattress. Check them out on Madison's east side or west side, or just go to verlo.com. Back with more of John and Gordy right around the corner.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
John and Gordy in the morning.
Who is that?
Yeehaw.
I don't know who it is. It's Eastbound and Down.
Oh.
From Smokey and the Bandit.
All right.
It's Jerry. Oh, man. It's right on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of it.
It's
keep
just
going.
Jerry.
No. It's a great guitar picker from Nashville.
Jerry, I can't remember his name. I got it. I know.
All right.
Everybody out there
Somebody
knows.
Will
Everybody
will
knows.
Text us.
Jerry. Sherry, thank you for the emoji this morning. The sun is drinking a cup of coffee. That's how the sun.
And so are we.
Keeps its energy.
Yeah. Jerry Reed.
Jerry Reed.
Jerry Reed. Yep,
picking and grinning. Eastbound and down. Dun, trucking. Something like that. Okay.
So, John, what's the big story today?
The big story is tariffs again.
Oh,
yeah, the threat of tariffs.
Come on.
Truth-seeking, popular liberal Lucidity, wrote this. Canadian Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland responds strongly to Project 2025 and Trump's threats of tariffs. Unprecedented tariff taxes on global imports are set to hit American wallets hard, causing hardship for citizens while enriching autocrats. The billionaire. Trump's continued efforts to undermine our allies will lead to catastrophe. All right, and we have a cut from her. Let's check her remaining comments here.
The fact is, we need them, and they also need us. Canada is the largest market for the U.S. in the world, larger than China, Japan, the U.K., and France combined. It is also the case that the things we sell to the United States are the things they really need. We sell them oil. We sell them electricity. We sell them critical minerals and metals. The energy the United States imports from Canada is more important today than ever. This is a moment when Canada needs to be united. We need to be strong, and we need to be smart. There are significant challenges. We know that.
Trump.
We also know that there are real opportunities, and we know that by working together, Canada can be successful.
Yep. Try it. Keep trying. It's not going to work.
Well, and Trudeau's got one foot out the door.
Yeah,
it sounds like he's ready to resign.
A lot of trouble up there in regards to that, and it all caused by Trump, by the way.
It seems like it, yeah.
So it's just made things worse. And, of course, we depend on them. They depend on us. And the last time we had problems, it was with milk or dairy prices and lumber. And that didn't turn out real well. It raised the prices of homes and milk.
Well, it's just make them the 51st state, and, you know. And
yeah, it's as simple as
buy
that.
Buy them out.
You're right.
They can,
you're right.
And then we can control everything.
Yeah. And Trudeau could be just the mayor.
They'll be okay with that.
Why are we entering this?
It's crazy time.
Oh, God. Okay. And now let's move on to a different country. A decades-old agreement with the United States allowed the U.S. to build the Sato Cano Air Base in Honduras. This is America's largest military task force in Central America.
Wow.
Yeah, that's big.
I never heard of it.
Yeah. Well, Honduras President Xiomara Castro just issued a threat to President Trump, saying she'll shut down U.S. military bases if he deports Honduran nationals. Okay, so if they're part of the mass deportation, ain't going to work for her. She said, faced with hostile attitude of mass expulsions of our brothers, we would have to consider a change in our policies of cooperation with the U.S., especially, and I love this point, especially in the military arena, where without paying a cent for decades, they maintain military bases in our territory. Yeah. You know how Trump loves that, you know, the back and forth. You know, you haven't been paying
NATO
enough.
And,
you haven't paid enough.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't paid a cent for decades for bases there in Honduras. And she's going to, you know, call them on it, which is the case. And she wrote, we hope that the U.S. will not take unnecessary reprisals against our migrants who normally make a great contribution to the U.S. economy. And that's true.
There you go. That's, here we go again.
Now, one of the comments on this was, well, you know, if they're so successful in the U.S., why don't they go back to Honduras and, you know, be a success there? But
right.
you can't move your business, your success, your American business to Honduras just like that and be just as successful. Anyway, he's not making friends, basically. All right.
Well, it's 2 weeks till the inauguration. He's still got some time to make amends there and make nice with Honduras. Maybe he'll mention them in the inauguration speech.
Yeah, you always I have that very positive attitude, and that's what I love about you, Gordon.
I'm sure they can patch this up.
Well, there you go.
Just a couple of phone calls, and everything will be fine.
You know, you truly are the peacemaker.
We're getting some more texts in here.
Yeah.
Matt from Middleton says, I believe this rejection of facts is a result of the people on the right not being able to admit their ideologies and economic and social matters do not support personal freedoms and a healthy society. Cognitive dissonance makes them reject anything that holds a mirror to their beliefs.
That's right.
Thank you for that, Matt. And Cody says they've been using hate and fear for political purposes since the famous Johnson ad of nuclear bombs going off. Remember that ad when Johnson and Goldwater were running against it? They only ran it once.
They did.
But it got
little girls like peeling a daisy, the petals off a daisy.
Yeah.
But it got so much publicity. Yeah. It really did get Johnson reelected.
It did. It did. I just
had
want
to.
You know, I want to alert CJ. I thought this would be just for him out there. You know, minority leader Hakeem Jeffries had a great response to the mega applause over Trump winning the election. I thought I'd play this for him. You know, Hakeem, by the way, was going to like talk over his big point that he was making.
Yeah, we don't have a time.
Have we run out of time?
We have run out of time, unfortunately. Well,
do you ever look at the clock, ever?
Well, no one signaled me that we were this far into the break.
Well, we'll have that right when we come back.
Okay,
Hakeem
sounds
Jeffries
good.
Comments
yes.
Here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
It's a gas!
Yeah, baby.
I'm cool. I'm hitting. I'm digging it.
Are you?
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Just a second.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side, or go online. Verlo.com. It's the place to go. Ask about their lifetime guarantee on their mattress.
There you go. All right.
John, over to you.
Catherine reminds us that Pete Traba is going to be live tonight. From our WMDX studio.
He is.
Yeah.
We should all come and crash his show.
Okay. I'm in.
Let's loosen up the seat so it falls off as soon as he sits down.
Yeah. Well, that'd be fun.
Well, that's great, you know. Well, I told him, you know, if he's ever going to be back in town, that we have to be on this program.
Yeah. I guess he didn't hear you, or he didn't.
I guess he's, you know.
Maybe not.
Busy.
Not tonight. He's
doesn't
got
this.
Not actual
tonight.
Guests.
Not tonight, John. All right. Let's get to the quote from Hakeem Jeffries, okay? He's a minority leader in the House. And the interesting thing is, you know, I always direct these particular quotes to CJ. It's a dedication to him.
Why?
And his rest of the story gimmick, which I just love. So let's play, Hakeem.
2 months ago, the American people elected Donald Trump as the 47th president of the United States of America.
Yeah. Yeah, the megas love that.
Yeah.
They stood up. Yep. Funny thing, huh?
Thank you for that very generous applause. It's okay. There are no election deniers on our side of the aisle. You see?
All right. All right. Hakeem, great. Great stuff. Don't. No. Wait for the applause. Don't cut the applause off. Hakeem's got to get the hang of that. But great comeback. I just love it. Let's go to the phones right now. We've got Joe on the line. Joe, thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I wanted to return to the comments made by our present president. That would be Elon Musk. And then, of course, we have the first lady, Donnie. But I wanted to return to his comments that he made that a democracy is only for those who are free to think. And he decides that that is high alpha males and a neurodivergent people. I gather that's what he said.
Yes.
So
yes.
That excludes, I'm assuming, anyone that he doesn't think of as high alpha males. So I guess we have a government made of, what, I don't know what, football players, except you don't have all alpha males and football players. There's, you know, they have to listen to one person. So I wanted to respond to that because I feel that we need to be a little bit clearer about who Elon Musk is. I mean, let's be honest, he's a Nepo Nazi from South Africa.
Yes, he is.
He had the wealth and connections that all of that brings. His parents were in Canada, and they couldn't handle the diversity that existed in Canada and chose to move to South Africa when apartheid was hot and heavy there, okay, because that was what felt the best to them. They couldn't make it when there was diversity. They wanted whites only. So Daddy got his Emerald Mine going and made a success of that by I don't know what kind of use of his employees. But Elon Musk has never made anything on his own. He's been protected by his daddy's money since the day he was born. He chose to come to United States on a student visa, went to Stanford, left, and then started working. So he was basically illegal. He did not get a work visa in the way he should have. His own brother said that. How did he deal with that? He fixed it with daddy's money. And that's what he's been doing since forever, is fixing it. I would argue to you that weak men can't handle diversity. They can't handle it. The people who can't handle diversity are weak men, and he is among them. They don't, and this current crop doesn't want democracy. They want dominion because they can't handle democracy. They can't handle diversity. And I would argue when he says those who are free to think, let us work this through. And who is free to think? I would argue to you that instead of an alpha male, it would be women who have forever not had the physical oomph usually to survive in a fair fight. So it's constantly thinking, how am I going to talk my way through this? Mm-hmm. Whether it's a bad marriage with an abusive husband, a bad boss who is coming on to them, being in a bar and trying to figure out, did this guy just drop something in my drink? Am I going to be worried about this? If you can't use your fists, you've got to use your brain, and women have been doing that forever. So I would argue to you, you know, weak men, let's be honest, the people who can't handle diversity are weak men. And again, this is where we are, and this Nepo Nazi deciding who's going to vote, go away. Go back to South Africa. We don't need you. Thanks a lot, guys.
So many great points.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. I
well
appreciate
said.
That. Yeah. Yeah, I'm wondering if maybe his dad's money was used to buy that software company that he sold then for a lot more money. And that's how he got a lot of the cash that he had to buy into being, you know, chairman of the board for Tesla.
That's
and all
the story of,
that.
Of being rich. You got to have money to make money.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah. That was really good.
Yeah, Joe. Yeah,
we got to elect her to something.
Right, she should run for office.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. You know, Trump is going to be sworn in fairly soon.
A couple of weeks,
and he's really angry about the American flag flying at half mast.
Yeah,
as he
are we going sailing?
Tweeted.
That's half staff, but yeah,
that's what he wrote.
Oh, that's what he wrote.
That's
well,
what he wrote.
You made a note of it in your story.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, well, so you know, it's halfway up because of Jimmy Carter's death.
Yes,
yeah,
and there's a 3-day honoring of a passing president,
former president.
So yes. So what has happened here now? It's going to be half mast.
Yes.
Half staff.
Half staff
during his swearing in. Yeah. And he's really incensed by this. What an idiot. This is what he wrote. Democrats are all giddy about our magnificent American flag potentially being at half mast during an inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's so great and are so happy about it because, in actuality, they don't love our country. Because of the death of President Jimmy Carter, the flag may, for the first time ever during an inauguration of a future president, be at half-mast, which is on a boat.
Okay. And he's
a
not
staff
happy.
Is on land.
Not happy.
He's not happy about it, and he's such a small man to actually point this out. And I think now we're all giddy about it because we see it stirs him up. It riles him up. It's a trigger.
It is.
And I kind of like owning Trump because of this stupidity, this absolute ridiculousness. And this is his final thought on that. Nobody wants to see this.
Oh.
And no American can be happy about it. Let's see how it plays out. What does that mean? Let's see how it plays out. I don't know what he's referencing there. Now, Dwight Eisenhower created the 30-day period of public memorialization on all federal buildings, grounds, and naval vessels. Okay, so just to kind of clear that up. Trump fueled social media fodder in recent days with jokes about Carter leaving one last gift for Trump and the half-staff flag signifying not just the death of Carter, but also the death of democracy.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
That's what he...
This guy is... There's something wrong.
Yeah.
Something really, really wrong. But, of course, you know, he has nominated a few people to take his administration, and one of the more scary ones, and this doesn't get a lot of press, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
But Carrie Lake, we know, is a crazy person out in Arizona, you know?
Yes.
Every conspiracy theory you can think of is something that Carrie Lake has thought of and perpetrated, all right? Now, here it is. Carrie Lake is going to head up the Voice of America, turn it into a propaganda channel. I'm not kidding. Worldwide, this is insanity. Carrie Lake issued a warning on Saturday about President-elect Trump's mass deportation plan as she took aim at the media, saying it is going to try and spin it in a negative way. The mass deportations, the media is going to try to spin it in a negative way. I don't think the media needs to do anything in this.
Report it.
Trump announced Lake, a former television news anchor, as the choice to lead state-funded media network Voice of America in a post to Truth Social a couple of weeks ago, where he said that he expected Lake to use her position to counter the fake news media. My God, seriously. Voice of America produces news content for the international market, and now it's going to be infected by Carrie Lake.
Yeah, she's going to be in charge. That's it. That's it. Got a couple of texts coming in here. Steve says, so it's okay to beat somebody with an American flag.
Yeah, there
like
you go.
Like the insurrection.
Yeah.
But no, don't have the half-mast thing.
Release them.
Half-staff. And Catherine was on the phone a couple of minutes ago with a comment, but she hung up and said she didn't have a great thought.
No,
referring to
we probably brought
one of our earlier stories, I think.
It says here during...
Sam, do you have something more on that?
Okay. It says here during Trump's first term, Politico reported on concerns that he was attempting to turn Voice of America into a propaganda machine. Guess he's doing that now. Meanwhile, Lake will need to be appointed by the U.S. Agency for Global Media, the federal agency overseeing Voice of America, before starting her position. I wonder if they can stop this from happening. I would hope. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Wow. All
right. Oh, Carrie Lake.
Yeah. And I think we got time for this. Where's the George Soros story? I do want to rub this into CJ's Croswell.
Hang on. Searching.
There it is. I got it.
Got it?
Yeah, okay. I got it. George Soros got the Medal of Freedom. He's the villain.
Yeah.
He truly is the villain on the right. Because he's got money.
They hate him.
You know, they have every other billionaire climbing on board the Trump bandwagon here.
Mm-hmm.
And so they continue to beat up on George Soros. Well, let's listen to him getting the Medal of Freedom here.
The Presidential Medal of Freedom is awarded to George Soros, born into a Jewish family in Hungary, George Soros escaped Nazi occupation to build a life of freedom for himself and countless others around the world. Educated in England, he settled in America as he became an investor and philanthropist, supporting key pillars of open societies: rights and justice, equity and equality, freedom now and in the future. His inspiring generosity reminds us all of our capacity and our obligation to stand up to the abuse of power and to be guardians of democracy and all people yearning to be free.
All good reasons for the Medal of Freedom.
Yes.
To George Soros. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. And I'm sending that out to CJ.
Hillary Clinton also got.
Yes.
Medal of Freedom.
Yeah. They probably had a speech, but yeah, the audio wasn't there for it. Because I really wanted to use that as well. Mm-hmm. I wonder what they said. Oh, my gosh. All right. Now, we were talking about Elon, right? Well, what about Vivek?
What about him? What's going on with him?
Oh, boy.
He's kind of faded in the background the last couple of weeks.
He shouldn't. He's an anchor baby. Did you know that?
He is actually an anchor baby.
This came out in an interview. Let's listen to Cut 16, if you can. And this is Ramaswamy being asked about being born in the U.S.
Did your father also take the citizenship test? And is your father a citizen?
He did not, and that's a choice that he has made for familial reasons.
When did your father take the citizenship test? Answer is never. So his father's not a citizen. Nothing illegal is going on, okay? But his father is not a citizen. Let's continue.
But my mother did, and I think that every immigrant who comes to this country in order to become a full voting citizen has to do the same. And I believe in being consistent about my policies where...
So your father is not a citizen of the United States?
He's not.
Okay. And your mother, when did your mom take the citizenship test? Was it before or after you were born?
After I was born.
After you were born. Okay. Huh.
At the time of his birth in the United States, his father wasn't a citizen and his mother wasn't a citizen. This means that he was granted American citizenship because he was born here. This is a type of citizenship that he wants to take away.
There you go.
That's it. Huh.
Isn't it truly amazing? You just pull up the ladder behind him.
Right. Okay. We got to come back with tidbits, odds and ends, the leftovers.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
All the flavors have combined now. Leftovers taste so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
And this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show, including the leftovers, brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side, or just go to verlo.com.
All right, let's talk about the post office.
Okay.
I love the post office.
I do, too. You know? I like to go in there and just visit with the postmasters.
Yeah.
People behind the counter.
I love to take a look at the new stamps that are out on display.
Do they still have the wanted posters up in the post office?
Yes, they do. And then they have the new packaging for, you know, cassettes and CDs and the bubble wrap. You can get that in some boxes.
They're always coming out with new stamps.
I love that. Yeah. I do love that.
You're a stamp collector, are you?
No, I'm not a stamp collector.
How about Sam? Sam, do you collect stamps?
I do not, no. Huh? I like looking at them, though.
Yeah.
They're cool.
You don't. You don't have to lick them anymore either. You just have to peel them and stick them on.
When did you have to lick them?
What?
When did you have to lick a stamp?
Like always. They've always been plain stickers as far as I can remember.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
well,
gosh.
That's
fantastic. That's a shocker.
You learn something new every day.
You used to have to lick them.
Think they have it made now, huh? Jeez.
Okay.
That's kind of funny. I did not think of that.
So, okay, getting back to the post office.
Getting back to the post office, Trump wants to privatize it, just like all the Republicans have wanted to do for years and years and years, even though the Constitution has the post office written in it. what the hell? We don't care about the goddamn Constitution. Yeah. Anyway, he wants to privatize it because it just hasn't been profitable. All right. A reminder to everybody out there that the post office isn't a for-profit enterprise. Okay. It's not. Whoa, it's a public service that right. guarantees everyone gets their mail reliably, affordably. It's universal mail.
It goes back to the Pony Express.
It does.
I mean, come on.
It does.
You don't want to get rid of the post office.
Yeah.
Well, right? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I have a nephew who's a postman.
Oh, really?
And he was telling me over the break here that they're doing all the package delivery for Amazon.
Postal workers
for
are?
Almost nothing. So there you go. Let's play that cut, okay? Let's play 116.
Billions. Well, there is talk about the Postal Service being taken private. You do know that. Not the worst idea I've ever heard. Really isn't. You know, it's a lot different today with
idiot
between Amazon and UPS and FedEx and all the things.
Oh, you know them all, don't you?
But there is talk about that. It's
genius.
An idea that a lot of people have liked for a long time. We're looking at it. I think we're looking at that.
Why are you looking at that? Why
it's always talk. You know, he doesn't, not really taking a stand, but sort of taking a stand.
You know, and he does that gruff part of his speech there. I'm sure. We need to, call it what it is, right? It's privatization. Yeah. Adding a profit tax onto the public good. That's what it's all about. The public post office puts all of its resources towards delivering mail, not profits. A privatized post office will drive up prices and almost become, to the point where people can't mail stuff anymore. I mean, it is in competition. I think it keeps the prices lower, I think, for UPS and Federal Express.
Yeah.
Now, I could be wrong on that. You know, Federal Express is pretty expensive. I don't think they care. But that's just me.
But that's when you want it overnight. And,
yeah. How much time did you say?
About 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, let's get to this cut here. Oh, I don't know.
No? Too long? What?
Damn, it's the only long cut here. I'll tell you what, let's play this. We were talking about Elon earlier. Senator Bill Hagerty thanks Elon for reading his own bill. Hagerty has been a loyal henchman for the oligarchy, reporting to duty, and CNN's Dana Bash appeared a little stunned by this. Let's listen.
Thank God Elon Musk bought Twitter. Because that's the only way we would even know what's in this bill. Otherwise, the conspiracy between the government and Twitter would have continued, and this would have all been covered up. Fact is that Elon Musk exposing this meant that every one of our offices was inundated with calls from our constituents. The American public wanted to see this change. Donald Trump was speaking on behalf of the American public. Again, he's just the president-elect. The current president is AWOL. But Donald Trump stepped up and said, look, this is what needs to happen. And I think all of my constituents were there, or the calls at least that I got in my office. Elon Musk's transparency helped make that happen.
Well, I think as a senator voting, I presume that you do your best to read the bills that you're voting on. I understand it was quite large at the beginning, but to say that it was only Elon Musk that made people aware of what was in it, that can't be true.
No, I'm not saying it was only Elon Musk. We're all struggling to read it, to digest an over 1,500-page bill that we were literally given just hours to comb through.
That can't be true. You needed Elon Musk to read it? It can't be true. Just love it. Oh, my God. Yeah. Seriously.
Back to the post office. We've got a couple of quick comments here before we go. The text from Pete says, Gen Z loves to blame boomers for making life difficult, but won't give them credit for making some things easier, like stamp stickers.
Yeah.
So there.
Trump, I got to hand it to you. Great idea. Great idea.
There you go. Trump, just like George W. Bush, will rip off the post office.
That's from Gary in Madison. Thank you for that. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for all the input.
Right. And we will be back tomorrow. In fact, we'll have the Dane County Humane Society.
It's another edition of the dating game.
Oh, boy. Get ready for that.
Four legs, a tail, and fur.
We'll explain tomorrow. Have a great day. We'll talk to you first thing in the morning.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
the national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.